Australia.
Good morning and welcome along to the Tasmanian segment of the Greyhound Show to look back at the week that was. It's Greg Fay. How are you, Greg?
I'm good, Shane.
Well, an exciting week of Greyhound racing. Dominic Dove started it off with a sensational finish to run down Painter Dotty in Launceston on Monday night over the 7:20.
Yes, it's hard to believe it was Dominic Dove's first win, wasn't it? Clinton Tapp's only recently taken over. He's only had a couple of dogs. He's just started training and I reckon that'll sort of keep him going for a long time because she's a very, very talented dog that's never quite put it together in races. She gave Painter Dotty a pretty big start, grabbed her right on the line. They went terrific sections, terrific overall time, and as I said before, I think those two are going to play a very big role in the coming staying series.
Yeah, certainly a great performance by Dominic Stubb. It was really down his last stride, wasn't it?
Very last stride, but she's so resolute that she'd have been suited in the old days of marathons.
Indeed. Ultra White, speaking of marathon runners, Maurie Strickland, he's been around for a while as well, but Ultra White got the job done for him on Monday.
Yes, he doesn't win out of turn, Ultra White, but he's a good money earner and, you know, he's won a dozen races or so and he held on just to beat To Be True for Susan Giddes, who's a marvellous old dog, To Be True. He's 4.5 and he just loves Launceston.
Two very smart greyhounds on the way up. Callaway Ernie and Her Highness kept their winning runs intact on the track.
Yeah, well, Callaway Ernie's just a marvel, especially at Launceston. He came off box 8. Don't know how he got to the fence because he looked like he was going to be smashed. Suddenly he's railed up, hit the lead and run 29.76. And that invitation win follows up his Derby and his Illingworth Classic. And Her Highness, while she beat a very modest contest, she did beat them by 9.5 lengths and ran 29.90. She's a real star for Keith Nichols, that one.
And Ian Callanan got the prize in the last with Steel.
Yes, he's had a lot of bad luck with his dogs lately, and it was great to see her win, and it was mixed emotions during the race, I know, because she led early and looked like holding the lead, and then there was a bit of a mix-up, and she got shuffled back through the field, and I'm sure Ian thought his chances were gone, and then she got going again late to reel in the leaders, and it was a very deserved win.
Kevin put on Tuesday, Steve Hutt bounced back with a winning double with King and Red Nitro.
Yes, he had very bad luck the week before with three dogs all getting smashed and going the long trip home with nothing. And this week he had two jump in front, King Nitro off box 8 and Red Nitro off box 1. And they're both very smart dogs on the bunny.
Buckle Up Fletch continued on its winning way, 2 for the week.
Yes, he beat the Oaks winning Silly Lucy by a long way. Her run was enormous, nevertheless. She got carved up mid-race and worked home well, but he's a very smart dog, Buckle Up Fletch, and with the upcoming Breeders' Series, he'll be one of the players.
And Richard Hoare looks to have worked his magic with the very much improved Pioneer Mogul.
Tell you what, absolute magic. He's gone from being a maiden about a month and a half ago to being an invitation prospect because 25.77 on the back of his 29.76 win at Launceston. He's a very smart dog.
And Doug Cassidy back in the winner's circle late in the day with Crystal Innings.
Yeah, good to see. Doug only ever has a small team, but look, he hasn't had a runner for a couple of months, and while she's probably not going to go to the level of his Greyhound of the Year, Riddler Jake and other good dogs that he's had, she jumped to the front, hadn't raced for a couple of months, and she held them off comfortably. It was a good training effort, that.
Hobart on Thursday night, TGO TBA Series. Bruni Venture took out its heat last week. In its division, didn't take long to add to its tally with another great performance.
No, that was a very strong juvenile final too, and he was very impressive. He didn't begin as well as the week before, but he drove through to join the lead halfway, and he ended up winning by 4 lengths from Enfield Mask, which worked home very strongly. Very promising dog.
And We Fire has literally been on fire the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, she's such a smart beginner, and she's got back to that form around maiden 1,000 time and taken it to another level again, and if she keeps beginning like that, Margaret Rosendale will be getting many, many winners' checks because she really is quick early.
And Chandler Vapor upset the fancy runners in the final of Division 1.
He did indeed. And look, it was a very tough race, and he looked to be the worst drawn of all of them because he was drawn 4 with Fritz and the wide runner in 3, but he somehow ducked in behind him early, got to the lead, and then Clubfoot looked certain to run him down, but he didn't really get that close. It was a... He's not as quick early as he used to be, Shanlon Vapor, but he's got a lot stronger, and he's been a very good money earner for Graham Moat.
Now, last week you told us Great Taylors was the best run of the week, and it wins and pays in excess of $20.
That is crazy that he paid $20, and I must say I'm very glad he did. He was terrific the week before. He had box 8. I know he's more a railer, but there was so much speed in that race that box 8 was a good place to be. There was a bit of a mix-up. He got a big lead up before the home turn. The favourite, Despicable Ben, was terrific running second. He came from last early. But Great Taylor's in a terrific vein of form for Anthony Bullock.
Well, you spotted that one. We need you to spot one again for us this week.
Yes. Well, we'll go with Bronte's Bolt for Robin Stocks. He's only had a couple of runs in Tasmania, and he ran second to Little Turn in the first race at Hobart on Thursday night, and he looks a promising type.
Okay, Bronte's Bob, the Greyhound to follow. Thanks for your time again today, Greg.
Thanks, Shane.
You're listening to Radio TAB across the Northern Territory, Queensland, Tasmania and South Australia.
Coming up in Launceston tomorrow night, tip us on the winners, Rick Puccinelli. Hi, Eric.
Well, Shane.
So, what about the first leg of the Quaddie race number 5?
Shane, I think there's probably three Greyhounds that I'll be concentrating my Quaddie on. I like number 3, Top Line Power. He's had a couple of starts at Launceston and hasn't saluted the judge. But, look, his last run behind Despicable Ben was outstanding. Prior to that, he had no luck at Launceston. And then before that, he won over the distance in 34.22. Now, if he repeats that run, he'd be very, very hard to beat. Number 7, Wild Cindy. Now, she will be giving him a bit of a start. She is the class runner of the race. She will be storming home. I think they're the two. I'm going to include Waratah Boy because of the draw number 1. He's a good railer. He's a good beginner. He's got a bit of a flat spot mid-race, but he'll be thereabouts. And I put in number 8, Callaway Krusty. 3, 7, 1, and 8.
In the second leg, we see the return of Hell Yeah Bolt. Can he be beaten from box 3?
Shane, the key to the race is the start, and it's annoying every time they go around it. The start's the key to winning and losing. He's got a wide runner in 2 in Fritzen. If he clears him, he'll win and win easy. If not, it's an open affair. You've got to put him on top. 3, Hell Yeah Bolt on top. 7, Glitzy Bling, going very, very good. 1, 3 from 3 at Launceston. 1, Real Caution's got a very, very good draw. I must include in everything that I play. And I'm going to put in number 8, Tis a Gold, for 4th. Box 8 won't be a hindrance, and Glitzy Bling will probably bring it across. 3, 7, 1, and 8. But I actually won't be actually taking the short, I'll tell you about.
Okay, the third leg looks a bit of a clash between a couple of the runners drawn inside, Mini Mogul and Oscar Ralph.
Yeah, I actually went with Mini Mogul number 2, Shane. I think he'll clearly be the dog to beat. Might be the likely leader, and it'll be very hard to beat. I put in number 3, Oscar Ralph, in for 2nd. Thought its run's been very good of late, and did break the 30-second barrier getting beaten by Pioneer Mogul at its last appearance. Put it in for 2nd. I put in number 8, Point Made. Now, it wasn't sighted early at Devonport, then in the last 50 yards it stormed along the fence, ran 5th, thought its run was very good. Thought Helsinki had some chance, number 4. I'm going 2, 3, 8 and 4.
And the final leg, Super Bowl, come up with box number 4 for Russell Watts in good form.
Yeah, going very, very good at the moment, Shane. I went with Shantytown later. Just think there's some chance that he might spear to the lead, and if that's the case, he's got a very, very good chance. He is a winner in Hobart recently in 26.33. Just thought he had some chance of leading and good chance of winning. 3, High Caution, in for 2nd. Always thereabouts and gives an honest race. 4, Super Bowl, and 2, Snoring Nora. 7, 3, 4, and 2.
So Rick's Quaddie for tomorrow night in the first leg, 3.718, second leg, 3.167, third leg, 2.384, last leg, 7.3, 4, and 2. Where's your best?
Shane, race 4, number 1. It won't be any flash odds, but look, you've got to go with the informed kennel of Russell Watts. His team's airborne at the moment, and Ireland's Force, a very, very good dog. $1.30, $1.40, just right up your alley. Race 4, number 1, Ireland's Force.
Oh, exactly. Jump on very quickly there. Race number 5 at Devonport is the first leg of the Quaddie on Tuesday. And we've got the likes of Top Line Tornado going around.
Yeah, got a good chance, Top Line Tornado. I went with one of the likely leaders in the race in Kimmy Ross. Just thought she might spear to the lead and run a cheeky race, a little bit of odds. 2 on top. 6, Top Line Tornado, ran gallant race last week behind Amazing Harry. Its amended time was 26.03. I thought it went good. 7, Moonlight Bell's having no luck of late. She just needs an ounce of luck from the draw. And I put in number 1, Double Chance. Julian Stanford, trained Graham, hasn't raced for 4 months, come up with box 1, going to get a good run early. 2, 6, 7, and 1.
in the second leg. Pioneer Mogul took it to yet another level last week. Can it take another step here?
I've got to put it in the mix, Shane, but it is rising in class enormously. But look, it's going super at the moment. Its last two wins and its run in Launceston when it went 29.76 was outstanding, and then beat Glitzy Bling fair and square at Devonport last week. Look, I just went with the drawn dog in and that. He ran second in the Devonport Cup to R8. Just thought from the draw he had a real good chance of winning number one and that. And I notice he's had a kennel change. He's now with Paul Donaldson. 4, Dominator Girl. Thought it didn't have a lot of luck last week behind Flash Innings. She goes very, very good on the Devonport circuit. Put in for second. I put in Pioneer Mogul for third, number 5. And I put in number 6, Nui's Lad. If he happened to jump in front, he'd give him something to chase. 1, 4, 5 and 6.
Race 7 on the card. Crystal Innings coming off a last start win on the track.
Yeah, Shane, it's in me mix. I went with the drawn dog in number 1, Tez Boro. A 25.83 winner on this circuit. Got very good speed. Got a good draw. Just thought it was the way to go, number 1. 4 for second, Crystal Innings. Can only be improved with the run last week. Thought it had a good chance. I put in number 3, Honest to Rod. Outstanding win over the 278 at Launceston, recording 16.09. He's got brilliant early speed. He'll be there for a long way. And I put in number 5, Blue Fireball. Uses a bit of the track, going good. 1, 4, 3 and 5.
And in the last leg, Like a Comet, even type of run last week, didn't have a lot of luck. Can it win the last leg?
Yeah, I think it can win the race, Shane. I've just got a sneaking suspicion this might be a little bit of a drop in class for it. 3 on top, Like a Comet. 2, Steelo's Magic. Now, it led all the way in Hobart on Thursday night. Got a good chance. 1, Why Fails, come up with box 1. It's definitely got to be included. And I also put in number 8, Renewable Energy. Led all the way in Launceston at its last start and recorded 29.94. A repeat performance of that run will be right in the mix. 3, 2, 1, 8.
Now, you're giving us a $1.40 job in Launceston as your best. We did something with some real juicy value at Devonport because it's tax time, you know that. So have you got one for us at big odds?
Well, because you're loaded with cash, Shane, I actually couldn't find one, but I had to come up with one. So I had to find race 11, number 4, Silly Lucy. A moral beaten at its last appearance. I just think the go this weekend will be to have a double back to Russell Watts duo. Have a good bet on Monday night, race 4, number 1, Island Force, and then just put it all straight out. Race 11, number 4 at Devonport, Silly Lucy.
You've got me excited already. 24 hours to wait. Thanks for your time today, Rick.
Thanks, Shane.
And we look forward to your company again next Sunday.
Your racing radio service. This is Radio TAB.